Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Broads, this episode is brought to you by Mejori. Listen, what do a little black dress, your ex-boyfriend's sweats, and your favorite jeans and t-shirt combo all have in common? They can all be elevated with fine jewelry pieces from Mejori.
Is right, because Mejori pieces are made to be worn and loved every single day, regardless of your outfit or your activity. Mejori pieces are handcrafted with 14 karat gold. It's perfect for my people who don't ever take off their jewelry because it is so durable. I wear it in the pool, I wear it in the shower, never gets tarnished. It's amazing.
In addition to 14 karat gold, Mejori crafts pieces with freshwater pearls and even responsibly sourced diamonds. They have the cutest, best stuff. Treat yourself to a Mejori piece. After all, you deserve it.
Visit Mejori.com/chatty for 10% off your first order. That's Mejuri.com/chatty for 10% off your first order today.
And welcome to another episode of Chatty Broads with Becca and Jess.
Well, hello, broads.
Hello.
When was the last time you had a Gatorade? Sorry, broads, I'm drinking. I just looked in the camera and I'm like, Gatorade? Why am I drinking this?
Gray was sick the other day and threw up and he was like begging me to go get him a Gatorade. And I was like, ew, no.
You're like, gross.
I was like, no, you get Liquid IV, bitch. That's all we drink in this household.
It's so much better. It really is.
Gatorade's kind of nasty, dude, unless you water it down a ton.
It's really gross, I'll be honest with you. And I don't know what it was, but I woke up yesterday and I'm like, I want Gatorade. And I went and got like 5 of them. And I've just been chugging. No. And I hate the taste in my mouth afterwards. It's so just like pithy and disgusting.
Can we see that real quick?
And yet here I am.
Dude.
It's filled with, I think, terrible things.
You know how much sugar is in this? That's actually crazy. I'm not shaming you.
No, I'm... Girl, lay it on me.
48 grams of sugar in the bottle. I like how they market this as like, this is a sports drink. This is going to make you healthy.
That's the thing. I'm like, this tastes like... It really tastes like Chuck E. Cheese. It tastes like the inside of Chuck E. Cheese's body. It just is like... It just fake and gross. And yet here I am. And I don't know why.
Yeah, here you are.
But there's something about it that kind of lights me up a little bit. Even though it's disgusting.
I used to drink the... It's like the Spanish one, the cucumber lime. I used to drink cucumber lime, which the cucumber lime one used to like only come in Spanish on the bottle. I'm like, wow, Serious? They're really marketing this one to Hispanics like myself, apparently.
No, this is good. This is fruit
punch. Have you had cucumber lime?
I have not.
But it actually, now that I think about it, just makes me think of like hangovers.
Yeah.
What's kind of cool about the Gatorade, though, is I used to like pour half the bottle out, fill the rest up with like some sparkling water and like put a bunch of tequila in it.
Oh, that's fun. That's a fun
way. Or like
way.
Vodka. And then you're getting high. You're staying hydrated and healthy.
I am not hungover, nor am I drunk. I just am craving this for some weird reason. I do have a lot of weird beverage phases. I don't like crave certain foods that often. I crave drinks like deeply. Like last week, Evan opened the fridge and was visually assaulted by a bunch of Cactus Cooler in our refrigerator. And I was like, it just sounded so good. And I hadn't had Cactus Cooler in like 15 years.
Yeah, what's next week going to be? Sunny D?
Maybe. I took a sip of that Cactus Cooler and I was like, this was the wrong choice. It is not what I remember it being. I remember it kind of having like a faint orange soda, pineapple-y taste with sparkles. It was not faint.
You know what I like?
It was not faint.
I like Capri Sun.
Okay. See, that's an intense flavor.
Yeah. But they're in such small pouches, you're like over it so fast.
I do love the pouch. And I used to throw those in the freezer and then you'd cut the hole in the top and you'd eat it.
Yeah, that's dessert, baby.
That is dessert. That's delish. Okay, broads, quick pause before we dive into the rest of this episode, the second half of which, Oh my God, prepare for utmost embarrassment on my end. Listen, I love the idea of buying pre-loved thrifted clothing items when my wardrobe needs a refresh, because let's just cut right to it. Fast fashion is actively destroying the planet. But as good as my intentions always were, thrifting is a skill that I've never quite possessed. It takes a special person to be able to sort through racks and racks of clothing and find those exact pieces that you're really looking for. But with the help of ThredUp, buying pre-loved pieces is a breeze.
You know I love ThredUp. ThredUp is the largest online thrift store. They let you easily sort through pieces at up to 90% off the estimated retail price. On the site, you're going to find over 2 million items with thousands more added each day. From Gucci to Gap, you can easily customize your search to one of the 35,000 brands offered on the site to find exactly what you're looking for. That's what I like doing. I like just browsing some of my favorite brands, and I always find something good. And unlike most thrift stores, if you don't like something that you pick, ThredUp's super simple return policy lets you send it right back so you can shop worry-free.
I am so into vintage denim right now, but I was having the hardest time searching for my size. Okay, I could not find it. But guess what? With ThredUp, all I needed to do was filter my size, brand, even the color, and in seconds, I was shopping the perfect picks for me.
ThredUp is offering a deal for new customers. So right now, head to ThredUp.com and get up to an additional 50% off plus free shipping on your first order. That's up to an extra 50% off plus free shipping on your first order by heading to ThredUp.com. That's ThredUp.com for up to 50% off and free shipping on your first order.
The one thing that I am obsessed with, and I think I always will be, and we buy tons of it, is apple juice, like raw, unfiltered apple juice, not from concentrate. But concentrate's good too.
Apple juice is so good.
Right? It's when it's cold, it's just like,
oh my God.
It's like an oasis in the desert.
I feel like I'm running back with open arms to my youth too. I feel like I'm embracing baby Jessica and I'm just like, it's all gonna be okay. Drink this.
I feel like I'm nourishing myself. When I have like a really cold glass in the morning, you know, when you wake up, you're kind of dehydrated.
Yeah.
And I just like chug a glass of apple juice and I'm just like,
Apple juice doesn't have that like thing afterwards. Cause I love orange juice, but everything kind of, all the other juices have that thing.
No,
cranberry.
It's pure.
It's honestly, it's God's milk.
I like apple juice.
It comes from the Lord's breast. That's what it tastes like. Or Martinelli's.
Martinelli's is so good. Do you think that if you got like unfiltered apple juice and you like put it through a soda stream, it would be just like Martinelli's? Probably, right?
Probably.
Martinelli's is literally just carbonated apple juice.
It slaps so hard. Yeah.
Not even any added sugar.
I feel still so edgy when I drink it because I just recall as a being child, you know,
putting in a little crystal glass.
Right, and being like, this is booze. I now when I still drink it, I'm still a little bit like, I think I'm buzzed. Because I remember being a kid and taking a couple sips and I'm like, I think there's something else in this. I swear. I can feel something running through my veins.
Also, just to me feels like Thanksgiving. That's when we always used to drink bottles of it, like holidays with cousins. And
do you like eggnog or do you find it to be disgusting?
Fuck that, bro. Are you kidding me? A thick egg drink? Are you joking? Oh my God. Nothing more foul. I don't even know if I've even tried it.
You've never tried it?
Maybe I've had a sip of it. Oh, yeah. No, I have. Thick, sweet, milky egg drink.
It's just egg cream. It tastes kind of like the inside of a Cadbury egg, which is why
you like it.
I like two sips and then I'm good. But Evan during the holidays is an eggnog.
Straight out of the carton, probably.
Oh, and he gets the cinnamon kind and I don't like that kind. And he just sits there. He just will chug eggnog.
It's so thick.
It's so thick. It's literally like if you put it in a strainer, it wouldn't go through.
Straight up. It's like gelatinous practically. Oh,
it's like Christmas pudding.
It is. Do you like pudding? I don't like pudding.
I hate pudding.
Pudding is nasty.
Pudding is so sick.
When people used to have pudding cups like at school, I was just like,
okay. Like, I'm a chocolate fanatic and I won't eat chocolate pudding.
Because it's not like chocolate. It's just not good.
No. And don't even get me started on like vanilla pudding is...
Blech. That to me is what eggnog tastes like. It's like vanilla pudding, but drinking it.
What do you feel like about Jell-O?
Love Jell-O.
I don't like Jell-O either.
I like Jell-O.
I just don't like those type of consistencies.
I don't like Jell-O when people do Jell-O salad and there's like something milky in it.
Oh. Oh, gross.
Milky. But I love like Jello Jigglers, or like when they're just like plain. Oh, or I used to love, my aunt for holidays would always like make Jello Jigglers, and would put like, she'd make like orange Jello that had like real tangerine little slices in it. It's really good.
Jello.
I like it.
Yeah, no, it's not for me. I'll do a Jello shot, but I do it with a grimace on my face, the same way that I would also do an oyster shooter.
I don't like oysters.
I wish I did. It's one of those things that I feel so fancy. Like, I love going out to get oysters with people, like rosé and oysters. Like, nothing's fancier than that. Oh, we did that, and it was so... I'm obsessed.
Yeah.
I'm like, I have my rosé.
We have this beautiful platter.
There's just an energy about it that just feels like, I don't know, I love it, but I can't do it. I will eat all the bread that comes with it, but I cannot eat the oyster itself. It just feels like someone spit in my mouth, and that's not my thing so much.
I think I decided to like it. You ever done that with something where you're like, I think I'm going to start liking this? Mm-hmm. I think I did that with oysters.
I think I did that with onions. And now I'm like, I'm putting an onion on anything.
I, as a child, decided arbitrarily that there were a lot of things I didn't like that I never actually tried. I decided I didn't like avocados. I didn't like guacamole. Sure. I didn't like hummus. I just said that for years. And it really, didn't like almond butter. It really wasn't until straight up adulthood, probably like, well, not adulthood, probably like 16, where I was like, all right, I haven't actually tried this shit. I better stop writing it off. And I know there are still things that I have written. Like, I think I've tried eggnog.
It's so funny how your tastes change as you age.
Yeah.
That's weird. That weirds me out. Like, why is it that when I'm 10, I think avocados are the most disgusting thing on the planet, and I think the taste is, like, actually disgusting? And then I get older and I'm like, literally roll me in an avocado. Uh-huh. Like, it doesn't make any sense to me. Like, why do I like country music now?
I like country music.
I broke up with somebody because of country. I used to hate it with every bone in my body.
That was like a hot thing, you know? Like, you used to be cool to be like, I like all music except country and screamo. Remember when everyone used to say that?
I love screamo music. I always loved screamo.
Did you say that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
But no, but I really, but that's the thing. I get that country was like a thing, but I really didn't like it.
Mm.
Like, I can admit all the music that I liked, but I didn't like it. And now I'm like, it really just touches me in a certain way.
Man, there was something though, some food I really wanted to ask you about. Oh, cottage cheese.
That's an interesting one.
I like cottage cheese.
I love it now. And I thought there was nothing grosser on the face of the planet than cottage cheese when we were younger. It looks gross.
Yeah.
And
now I like the little curds. Like,
oh, I love when I hit a curd. Oh, yeah.
I bought it like last week for the kids, and I was just like, this is good.
I did not like it until I married Evan.
Huh?
And his family always mixes salsa and cottage cheese and dips tortilla chips in it, and it's so good. And one day I tried it and I'm like, I can never go back. I just was just eating it by the barrel.
Have you ever done that with cream cheese? Like, my nana used to put like the, you know, the jar of salsa on the cream cheese with like crackers on the holidays.
So good. Yum. I highly suggest cottage cheese and salsa.
Anyway, enough of our culinary special. The culinary segment with Becca and Jess. Listen, finer things in life, like cottage cheese and salsa.
Highly elevated Michelin star. Do you know what? Yeah.
Yeah, wait. I just thought of
one. We need to go to a Michelin star restaurant together again. We did it that one. Was that Michelin? That wasn't a Michelin restaurant you and I went to that one time, right? Where we got like 12.
No, and it closed during the pandemic. I was sad about that.
We should go to a Michelin star restaurant together and report back. I've never been.
Gray and I went to a two-Mitch. Let me tell you something. First of all, before I go into my Michelin... Gray and I went into this... Was it two? I think it was a two-star Michelin restaurant in Culver City for my birthday 2 years ago. And let me tell you, the thing I was going to say before talking about the Michelin star restaurant was that another thing that I love from my white Appalachia country side of the family, fried bologna sandwiches.
I don't think I've ever had one. But it sounds like something I would like.
You guys are Swiss. You're kind of a little more elevated, you know? My mom's family's from Kentucky.
Yeah,
way back in Kentucky. Like, yeehaw, bologna sandwiches.
Fry them bologna sandwiches. I've never, but it sounds like something I would like.
it's bomb. Fried bologna with a little like mustard. Do you like mustard?
I love mustard.
Me too. Mustard and a little like sourdough or something.
But my Swiss ass only likes Dijon mustard.
You don't like yellow mustard?
Not really. I mean, I'll eat it, but I'm not like throw some yellow mustard on that. I like, it's a type of Dijon mustard that's from Germany that like my mom buys a ton of. And so I
mustard Heisner.
Oh yeah. I used to eat so much mustard. The amount of breakouts I would have because of all the mustard I ate was wild. I would wash myself. I'd be like, I was like the skin was clear. And then I would just squeeze that whole tube onto like one sandwich. And it would just be like,
my mouth is kind of watering because I'm thinking of like hot dogs right now.
Oh God, I love hot
dogs. Dude, I fucking love hot dogs. Gray makes fun of me because anytime anyone brings up hot dogs, I go, oh, I love hot dogs. I can't not say it when someone brings them up. They're so good.
I can't not eat a hot dog if we're somewhere and I see a hot dog. Like the movie theater, a fair, a theme park. If I see that there's a hot dog, I have to eat it.
They are so good. My mouth's watering. The other day, though, we were at like a party with friends and they're like, they're like, we've got vegan hamburgers, you know, like normal hamburgers, whatever. And I go, you guys have hot dogs, you know, just a full grown adult would be like, you guys got hot dogs?
Hot dogs and are so
like,
good.
I don't think we have hot dogs. And in that moment, I got so embarrassed. I'm just like, y'all got hot dogs? And they're just like, no, but we do have like black bean burgers, you know.
You're like, what about them fried bologna sandwiches?
Yeah. Okay. No hot dogs. All right. Like a little kid,
just so sad.
God, I love them. Oh my God. Oh. So okay.
They're
anyway,
so good. Yeah, I was not raised. Definitely raised on a lot of Swiss food.
Yeah.
So I have a weird taste for a lot of things. Evan's always kind of grossed out by some of the things. Like I love anise.
Like oh, interesting.
Black licorice flavor.
Yeah, I don't love that.
All my dessert. Marzipan.
That's elevated though. Oh, marzipan.
I could eat by the log. Marzipan, anise.
Because I'm thinking of marzipan. I'm thinking of something else. Never mind. Continue.
I love marzipan, but it's like,
kind of cheesy, right? Like slightly.
It's taste almond it? Paste, oh, basically. Okay. And I in all my desserts, that's what I like. It's so good.
You haven't had forever pistachio ice cream.
Love pistachio ice cream. I used to have Sopf always, which is like a type of bread. We just had a lot of bread and a lot of desserts.
Yeah. Oh my God.
And schnitzel.
So I'm trying to like, I have like chronic candida issues. Like I always have a fucking yeast infection. So.
Do you really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that about you.
It's awful.
I'm so sorry. That's the most uncomfortable feeling.
Boric acid suppositories are life changing. However, I guess you're not supposed to do them more than like a year and a half. And it's been like 2 years. And I don't use them every single night, but I literally have to do it at least every couple weeks or my yeast infections come back.
So sorry.
I'm like, oh, I need to go on like the candida diet, which I haven't even looked up exactly what it is. But I know from other people, like you are supposed to initially cut out like any source of sugar because sugar feeds candida. Processed sugar, but even like kind of try to stay away from fruits and stuff like that because it'll feed it.
Oh, wow.
So then I was like, oh, I'll do some sort of like loose, like keto paleo thing, try to limit. Do you know how many things like keto people can't eat? Like, are like aren't supposed to eat? It's fucking insane.
I remember my mom did the keto lifestyle for a little while and I truly could not believe it.
Like, I drink kefir because of the probiotics or something. And it's like, oh, nope, can't drink kefir because there's this many carbs in it. I guess I didn't know much about carbs, but there's a lot of carbs in a lot of things.
Life is a carb.
Life is a carb.
This has carbs in it. This has carbs. There's carbs in everything. So when you're doing keto, it's literally just like hunks of meat or die.
I know. I know because I started looking up like keto recipes and it's like, cheddar cheese, chili, scramble for breakfast, and then for lunch you're gonna have a hunk of ham and 18 slices of Swiss cheese, and then for dinner, guess what? You're gonna have a meatloaf bread in between it. You know, you're gonna have fried chicken fried in almond flour. You know, like that is the what?
Nuts, meat, and cheese.
Yeah, but not even any beans or like legumes or stuff like that. I know. Like, why am I supposed to do lentils? It's fucking nuts.
I know, and you enjoy a lentil.
Well, I kind of.
I feel like I always see you with some lentil thing.
Because they're easy and quick and they're like a lot of protein. Mm. And you can make big batches of them. And you can make them good. Put a little like salt and pepper and seasoning. Mm-hmm. Little curry.
Okay, Broads, quick pause. This is something I am so excited to talk about because most of you know I've been struggling for most of my adult life with thinning hair. I've tried everything under the sun and nothing ever really seemed to help. But in the past 6 months, I have started to use Vegamore products and oh my God, it is giving my hair life that it never had before and I am so grateful.
Vegamore is the company taking a holistic approach to hair health. Their products are clinically proven to promote visibly thicker, fuller, longer looking hair. Plus, they're 100% vegan and cruelty free. They never ever contain parabens or hormones too. And if you're looking to finally have the hair of your dreams, you need to get Vegamore's Grow Revitalizing Shampoo and Conditioner Kit and Grow Serum, which works together to create visibly thicker hair and it improves your hair from the roots. It takes no time at all. Just shampoo and condition your hair as you normally would, but with the Vegamore Grow Kit, then you add a little drop of serum into your scalp and you're done.
That is something I love so much about Vegamore. The amount of time it takes to use the entire kit is almost nothing, so it's so easy to fit into my normal routine. Previously, I've gone to wild lengths to get my hair healthy, and they always just took so much time I couldn't keep up. Hair masks that took hours or no heat styling that had me leaving the house with wet hair every single day. Vegamore is so much more simple, and the results are so much better.
We have both been using Vegamore. I already love it. In particular, love their dry shampoo because it doesn't like, oh my gosh, I've been trying other dry shampoos in the past and they just, you can smell all the toxins and nasty stuff in it. Vegamore just feels so much cleaner. I really like their products. Start your journey to longer, fuller looking hair. Go to vegamore.com/chatty and use code chatty to save 20% on your first order. That's VEGAMOUR.com/chatty, code chatty to save 20% off. At vegamore.com/chatty.
So Valentine's Day is practically tomorrow. Not actually, but trust me, it's going to come fast. And I know that Valentine's Day kind of gets a bad rap sometimes, but honestly, I don't know why. In my book, even when I was single, Valentine's Day was just an extra excuse to treat myself. Who says you need to be in a relationship to feel good on February 14th or any day for that matter? With Third Love, all 365 days can be a celebration of you and your breasts, baby.
Third Love has changed the entire experience of bra shopping for the better. Step one, you take their online fitting room quiz. It makes it easy to find what bra size you should actually be wearing because newsflash, most people are wearing the wrong bra size. Taking the fitting room quiz is kind of like having your own personal shopper. They're going to help you find exactly what you need. The quiz focuses on things like size, breast shape, current fit issues, and your personal style, and then they will show you your customized recommendations.
I pretty much 100% live in my bras from Third Love. No lie, all of their products are so wildly comfortable. Yes, I just said a bra was so wildly comfortable. But with Third Love, it's true. And if you get something that doesn't quite fit, no worries. Third Love offers free exchanges and returns for 60 days and even has a team of fit stylists ready to help answer any questions you may have and help you find your perfect fit.
Feeling is believing. Upgrade to everyday pieces that love your body as much as you do. And right now you can get 20% off your first order at thirdlove.com/chatty. That's 20% off at thirdlove.com/chatty.
Anyway, so that shit's hard. Enough about that. So the two Michelin star restaurant that Gray and I went to for birthday.
She doesn't buy it, folks.
All right. We went to this place called Vespertine in Culver City.
Okay, I've heard of it.
First of all, this building is... I can't remember which came first, the building or either the restaurant was crafted around the building or the building was crafted for the restaurant. Okay. I believe that the building was like crafted for the restaurant. Everything about this is like, remember that movie with Keanu Reeves? Keanu in the movie.
Oh my God. Yeah.
Always Be My Maybe.
Yes.
I don't know how I remember that name. Wow, I watched that on a random night with my mom. Years ago.
Wow.
Remember that though?
Yes.
Okay, so there's this scene in this movie where Keanu Reeves plays this, the boyfriend of this girl, and she's friends with her ex-boyfriend now, and they go on a double date, and in it, Keanu Reeves is like, I'm cool, Keanu Reeves. It's very funny.
It is. That Keanu Reeves role was unbelievable. When he walked out, the way he was acting, I was crying laughing the entire time. It makes me love him somehow more.
I know. So, but in the thing, they're at this modern restaurant and it's like a parody of a modern restaurant, you know? That's how I felt. Like, in this restaurant, it was everything like, yes, and the building was designed by this architecture who was like brothers with the chef. So they worked in tandem to create this. And you're like, okay, cool. All right. So it starts out, you know, you get out of your car. You get out of your car. You're in these weird little like, this weird little like concrete Zen garden. Everyone has their like little corner and they're like, yeah, drink this tea and wash your hands, whatever. You're like, okay, cool.
Don't drink this tea, wash your hands, don't breathe.
Don't breathe and you will be tripping balls in 35 minutes. So you go up to the top and the top part was cool. It's like all open air. I don't even know if you can eat there on like a rainy day, which makes sense, it's LA. But like, it's like open ceilings and like, everything is very modern looking and like kind of glowing, and they bring you out your first food, the appetizers that's on this like log, and then the chef comes out and pours you this tea, and he's like, this tea was brewed from the, I hand foraged these spruce leaves from the tree, and then strips of the bark of cedar are like wrapped around this bacon that you'll see here, and like the food is like, there's these little forest flowers that they like, edible flowers that they sprinkle on things. It was stunning. So at the beginning of this, I'm like, okay, this might actually be worth the like $800 we're shelling out for this meal.
These Michelin star restaurants are wildly expensive.
Oh my god. So I was like, all right, this might be worth it. Our drinks were like glowing from the bottom. I was like, this is Star Wars or something. Like, this is cool. Yeah. This is cool, right? Yeah. Then they take us on to the next level, which, by the way, this building is like tall and has like this spiral staircase around the outside of it. So when you're walking down to the second level, you're walking down on the staircase like outside the building, kind of the strange little like fire escape.
So you're doing different staircase courses on different levels. Yeah. Feels like a lot of work to me. I mean, sit and be fed.
It was cool at first. And it would have been cool if we actually kept moving, because then the second course, the second through like the eighth course, were on this second level where it was just dark and kind of cave-like, and it kind of gave me anxiety, and there were all these very like wealthy Russian people sitting around kind of like looking at us like we were peasants, and then talking very to each other and just being like wearing like fur coats and stuff, and I'm like, oh, these people are like at a business meeting or at this two Michelin star restaurant. Wild. We're having like, you know, the night from a birthday
of our lives,
the night of our lives, a little birthday evening, quaint of us, you know. And it was just, some of the food just didn't taste good. It just didn't taste good. And I was like,
and it's probably supposed to like not taste good. Like, that's part of the art of it.
But basically at the end of it, there was just some food that was not pleasurable to consume. And it was just too much food. And we just sat there for like 2 hours, another course and another course and another course and another course, kind of became like a fever dream. And then at the the end, you know, they like give you this little like vial of the scent. And like, we crafted this scent with like a perfumery with all the scents of like, take this to remember your dinner. Like, it was just a whole thing.
Whoa.
But at the end of it, I was like, I would have rather gone a fucking In-N-Out burger.
Like, I want a hot dog.
I want a fucking hot dog and a bologna sandwich. So anyway, that was my experience at the two-star Michelin restaurant.
I don't think that at the end of the day,
well, let's find one.
You can't get anything better than a hot dog or a good slice of pizza. Let's be honest. That's the best. No. Like, nothing. I don't care how much money you spend on a Michelin restaurant, but I would find it entertaining to go to I do feel like I would want to obviously respect the high art that the chefs are putting out, but I also know that I would be quite confused through half of it.
Now, Elon, who is the former executive producer of The Bachelor, he's a big foodie guy. Okay. And I remember I've talked about Vespertine on my Instagram, and he's kind of like, oh, I wouldn't have been surprised that you'd say that. And he had a couple recommendations. So I'm going to hit him up and be like,
tell us
some Michelin restaurants that like we're actually going to like, that are going to give us a cool fucking experience. Because Vespertine felt like a waste of money to me.
I would like to go to a restaurant that is like beyond the food, is just like a wild experience.
Yeah.
Like performance art while we're eating. Like, I would like a wild, weird experience. I was looking for one the other day, and I feel like the only thing that always comes up are those restaurants where you can't see.
I don't want to do that.
No, I don't want to do that either.
I could be attacked.
I would feel something like breathing down my neck or something weird. Ooh. Like something would bump into you, and then you couldn't see. Yeah, that's it's in, is it in Winnipeg? How to Win a Date.
Oh my God.
No. When in Rome.
What a terrible movie.
But I loved it.
I loved it too.
Dax Shepard, Kristen Bell, Josh Duhamel or whatever. Yeah, so goofy. But I loved.
Yeah, there's a great scene. And then the waiters have like night vision goggles on. Like, it's so dumb.
It's a great feel-good movie.
I guess it would be, I would maybe do it with like a first, like a, not a first date, no. I might do it on like a fourth or fifth date.
Yeah.
It's like a maybe. Fun, kitschy thing. I don't think I would want to go with Gray. I think we would just be annoyed. And again, we'd come out of it and be like, I want to go to In-N-Out.
I would do it on like a fourth or fifth date. And like, if I knew we were going to like get weird, I'm like, let's like make this very sexual and let's do right. it in like the apartment alone.
Oh, okay.
And let's just like let our hands do the eating and the feeling.
I'm gagging. And food play. I'm triggered.
Like, for the love of God, no.
Now, the idea that I had for a long time for a restaurant was I thought I had this idea of making it like an exclusive thing. Like, let's say it's only on like Fridays or Saturdays or maybe even one Saturday a month, where it would be an experience where you could only... you could only do like one or two people could book it in advance. And basically it would be a big table and you would get matched to have dinner with random people. And maybe sometimes it would be celebrities. Maybe sometimes who knows
That's
who
fun.
Would be there.
That's
and
fun.
So the idea is you're booking an experience of being seated at a table with people, but everyone's coming with the intention of like, who might I meet this evening?
I like that.
I know. I think it could be kind of fun. It could also go really south.
It's kind of like a cruise.
It is like
a
cruise.
Who are you going to get stuck with at your table? When you go on a cruise, do you have to sit with the same people every night?
When I went on a cruise, it wasn't like that.
Because I remember my parents, maybe this is like how they used to do
their swingers cruises.
It's all starting to make sense. I'm like, this is an interesting cruise that you guys are talking about. No, I remember my mom talking about how like when they went on a cruise that like they were assigned a certain number. And so you had to always sit at like table number 60. And so you got to know those people at your table. And my mom is a social butterfly. My mom is like a chatter and likes to meet anyone. And my dad is... the polar opposite. My dad is like, don't talk to me if you're not in my family.
That's how you became an ambivert.
Probably. And so my dad was just, I guess, in hell because he hated the people at the table. And like, then you're paying all this money.
I would get pissed.
I'm like, what if I don't want to sit with these people? I'm like, I'm paying all this money for a vacation and I have to sit with the same people every single night.
The thing about cruises is then you have to be stuck on a cruise ship with other people who like cruises.
That's true.
And that's my big qualm with the experience.
The idea of a cruise sounds like it could be so fun. Like with the right people, a cruise sounds like it would be the most fun thing on the planet. But it also sounds like my nightmare because I just feel like I end up night one getting into a conversation with someone and then I would feel obligated to have to keep hanging out with them the whole week. And I'm like, maybe I'd want to be there for a romantic cruise, like away from Ember and just with Evan. And then I'm like stuck having to like be in like a best friendship with this person that I just talked to.
Cut him off. Push him over. Push him over the side. That solves your problem. What happens in the seas stays in the
sea law. Very flexible law.
You know sea law.
You know, I know a lot about sea law. It's very flexible. You could really get away with a lot out there.
Well, you know, I feel the same way about cruises as I do about like resorts. They're fun, but like I think the ideal way to do it is with a big group.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of friends, family reunion, that kind of thing. That way you have people people you know who you can bop around and do things with. You don't feel like doing karaoke? All right, someone else might, you know, your cousin or, you know, that friend might want to go do karaoke with you. You've always got someone who's going to be on the same page as you.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And you have lots of activities, so I feel like it'd be fun with a big group.
I have not gone on a proper vacation with a big group of people and I don't know how long. Like a large group of people? That was like...
Sounds fun, right? I mean, it's
so fun.
It's fun, but then also you... But this is the nice thing about doing the resort or the cruise. If you're going on like a proper trip, and you know, you're like coordinating, now we're going to go to see the pyramids today or whatever. That can be a whole thing. Because people are like, oh, I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
That's what I think is nice about a cruiser resort. You stay in one place, everyone gets to choose and go off and do the things they want to do.
You can be like, I'm going to go get hypnotized.
Right.
And Aunt Barbara is
going back to the buffet.
Gonna go, you know, going back to the buffet. Uncle Johnny is painting ceramics.
Right. And these two are with the kids at the pool. You know, it's like, it's very, I think that's the plus side.
We used to go on an annual trip every year to the mountains, to Mammoth Mountain, and we would go always 2 days after Christmas, and we'd stay for a week, so we'd stay and be there for New Year's with a group of, the number would vary, but it would be between like 13 to 20 people.
Did you love it?
I loved it, and I hated it sometimes. Like, if I wasn't in the mental space to do it, it would give me anxiety because I'm such a loner sometimes. Yeah. So right after the holidays, sometimes it was a little much.
Oh, yeah.
But when it was good, I lived for it. Because the amount of drama that used to happen was out of control. And what was fun is it was like, it wasn't mine and Evan's, like, core group of friends. Mm-hmm. It was his best friend's. All of those friends.
Oh, it was all friends. It wasn't a family thing.
No, it was all friends.
Oh,
it was all friends. And it was, like I said, it was Evan's best friends, like big group of friends from college that then they continued to hang out. So we then got to know them from like small trips. So it would be people that like.
You see them like once a year, kind of.
Exactly. For this. And they'd always be like, there'd be a new person that was there that someone was dating or like bring two other people. And there was always wild drama. So I would just watch because I wasn't part of the actual group. And it was so much fun. It was like night one, someone would be bawling, crying, and there'd be this huge fight. And then the next day, everybody would wake up and be like, I don't know what happened. And like, let's get into a snowball fight. And then we'd go to a club and someone would make out with another person. And it would be full blown, like just theatrical drama. Like, I can't believe, it was wild.
So when did it end?
When
did you stop going?
When we had Ember. That was our last year that we went. So it's been a hot minute, but they continued it for a little while. And now mostly everyone has like families and stuff, but it lasted for many years and it was hectic.
We used to go on
loved it.
We used to go on a summer trip every year with my family. So random. One year, like my dad's, a friend of my dad's invited us to go with their church up in Sacramento called Adventure Church.
Adventure Church?
Yeah.
Did they do like crazy shit all the time?
They did. So like they had a whole like outdoor activity segment of their church. So like what they would do every year, this is among many other things they would do, but this was one thing they would do every year. And they had a whole team of people that would get online on January to try to book spot reservations for camping spots in the Valley of Yosemite. So for Father's Day every June, for a week, they would book out all these camping spots. They would have a whole team of volunteers that would be cooking breakfast, lunch, and dinner. There'd be a group of like 70 people that would go and would take up the camping spots Bayside. But they were called like the Adventure, whatever. That was their outdoor thing.
Okay.
So one of my dad's like, co-working friends invited us to go with them one year. And we started going every single year after that. Even after his friend stopped going, we made really good friends with a family there. So we would meet up with that family every year for their church. And we would, they would have a big Half Dome hike day. And so like, it was so much fun.
Adventure Church. I just picture like every Sunday being like, we zipline and we love Jesus.
Straight up Bayside. They would be like, all right. And then we're doing a kayaking trip like down the river in July. You guys coming to that? You know, like in August, we're going to be like, they had an amazing like, and their coordination was phenomenal. The fact that they would bring in a whole trailer full of cooking equipment to cook for everyone. Wow. It was awesome. So we would go with our best, our family friends that we would only see once a year for this camping trip. But it was so fun because they had a son who was, first of all, their family was hilarious. So funny. And then they had a son that was like 3 or 4 years older than me.
Absolute perfection.
And he was so cute. He actually ended up going to Azusa. Actually, Tyler knows, I think probably some of our mutual friends know him. He's a drummer. So Anyway, so every summer I would just look forward to like, ooh, Craig's going to be there.
You were going to see Craig for a week and you'd flirt.
And Craig and I would flirt. Yeah, and I remember one time. Yeah, and I was like, you know, 13 and he was like 17. And like,
and you look forward to that so much.
Oh my God. And we would hike and we would just talk the entire time while we were hiking. You know, we'd sit next to each other on the bus and my arm would be touching his and like all that kind of stuff. And we'd be like in the mountains. It was just so fun.
Oh my God.
I remember one time we were sitting around the fire in like, you know, in chairs. We would all play Mafia together. They had three kids and there was three of us and we just had the most fun. But I remember one time I was like sitting and I had my legs over the chair and I had my legs on his lap and I remember my dad being like, get your legs off him. And my dad's like, get your legs off him.
Oh my God, were you the most embarrassed?
Probably. I was just kind of like, oh, sorry.
Oh,
you know.
My gosh.
Anyway, good
those
times.
Those feelings are everything.
I know.
Remembering like...
I was so young too, and I'd look at him on Facebook in between our trips and be like, oh.
But then just like...
He has a girlfriend.
Just like life, just like, I'm going to go to this camp and we're with family and it's fun. And then there's my crush.
Yeah, and we were always doing like Mafia and baseball and just so doing dumps, going to the river and jumping on rocks and stuff like that. That is just...
That's so fun.
Stuff of life. But... what we're doing this year, which will be interesting, I'll report back. Gray's college friends, they're all like come from super wealthy families, whatever college he went to. And so they all have like, oh, my parents have this like vacation home in Canada. You know, my parents have a lake house, you know, in South Dakota, where I don't know where the hell. So three or four of his friends, they're couples and they have babies. So they're like, this summer, let's do baby camp because we all have kids now. So we're going to spend a weekend at some lake house in Canada that has like 7 bedrooms. And everyone's going to come with their kids for like 4 days.
That's going to be interesting.
It is going to be interesting because and they all like to party and there's always like.
That's going to be very interesting. I'm extremely excited
baby
to
camp
hear.
In August. So
ooh, baby, that'll be. You'll have some stories.
I'm sure. I
especially
will.
When you're not like part of the friend group.
Now, I always have lots of things to say. I love all of his friends, but they always do things where I'm like,
That's how I felt with this group. Evan's best friend's. And then Evan got way closer to them than I was. And so I would always be kind of on the outside looking in. And I would always like, I would love it. I loved all of them, but I would always have all sorts of opinions. Evan and I used to get into so many fights about them.
Oh yeah. Because then also, of course, your partner has history with certain people.
Yes, and then they act a certain way with those people that maybe you've never seen them before. And I remember seeing Evan all of a sudden acting a completely different way with this group of people than he acts with our friends. And I'm like, who are you? Like, what is happening right now? Oh, we would get into so many fights. But that added to the drama of the trip.
Right.
Love a good fight. Love a good fight on a trip.
Traveling with people is fun. Except, you know what I don't like? When you go on a big trip with girlfriends and then there's that kind of fighting and you're like...
Oh, no, that fighting I don't like. I just want peace and harmony with my girls.
I just want peace and harmony with my girls. Love and keep the drinks flowing.
No. When it's mixed company and it's like, I don't know, some of the people, then I love the drama because I'm not always part of it. Mm-hmm. With my girls, I just want to have a good time, just hang. Only thing that's hard for me with group trips is if I do really know everyone there. If I don't, I can escape and have my quiet time because they're not always like, so like, where's Jessica? Whatever. Mm. If I'm not with the right group of all people that I know, then I feel really overwhelmed sometimes because I feel pressured, like I have to talk the whole time and like I can't get away.
Yeah.
And that I hate.
Yeah. Understandable.
That's what I remember finding friends in my older age who were all on the same page where I'm like, we can go away and like we'll wake up and for hours not speak to each other and we're all good to go.
Mm-hmm.
It was like, okay, like I can do. Like, I know if you and I were to go.
You'd be all quiet, getting ready, checking on your phone and then being like, oh, what do you want to do later?
And it would be like, there's not the pressure of like, we have to be keeping it up the whole time. I can't do that.
It's kind of like I feel like that's kind of what you do also when you're like fresher friends with people, you know?
True. True. But I don't know. I still have a group of friends where it's like,
I feel like you have to be on.
Yeah. And so when I go, I'm like, I know this is going to, I got to be like, I know I'm going to come back way more tired.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I gotta really prep myself for this.
Okay, I have to bring something up real quick.
Please bring it up.
This has really nothing to do with what we were talking about, but you texted me a photo the other day and you said,
don't say the name.
Also, I tried to be a good podcaster and get photo evidence of a weird experience at Beep's house this past weekend, but all I got was a pic in the back of his car, and this is after accidentally using Flash. So first, and it's his fucking head and his ear. And the blur. And the blurry, like, back of the seats and your fucking knee.
Oh, God.
And he looks like a weird Uber driver, and this is what's so funny, too.
Okay, so... So, I was with two friends this weekend, and... we were all hanging out and we stumbled upon, there was kind of this group that was hanging and this famous individual was there. And one of my girlfriends started flirting with him and like, it was a whole thing. Yeah. And then, you know, his friends were kind of coming over and it was like a whole deal. And so I'm like, you know what? I was getting really tired, but I'm like, I am going to be a good podcaster and try to get a story out of this. Yes, so yes. I'm going to chug a Red Bull right now, even though it's like 1 a.m. yes, and I'm going to go. And so I ordered my Red Bull. I chug. I'm like, so what's happening at this point is I'm kind of just bopping in between my two girlfriends. I'm not really engaging with him or his friends. Not because they weren't they were very lovely. I have to say that. But I just, you know, sometimes when you just don't connect,
you're not feeling it.
And it wasn't even not feeling. It's just more like we don't have the chemistry of like back and forth conversation.
Sometimes also I've noticed sometimes I just miss the window, like especially if the other two people are connecting. And sometimes you just miss the window and you're kind of like, yeah, I'm just going to sit back. There's nothing here for me.
Yeah, I was a little bit like, and then also just like the way that the two of them were like going back and forth.
They were vibing super hard. Yes, yeah.
And I was just kind of the random person where it's a little bit like, who's this friend of yours?
I know, I hate that. I fucking hate that. Been there for sure though. Been there for sure.
Normally I get myself out of those situations and like find someone else to talk to because I don't like feeling powerless in that way. But in this case, I was just like, well, he's famous. This might be a fun story, whatever. So I chug my Red Bull and then we're there for a little longer. And then what? And then my girlfriend who had been flirting with him was like, we're going back to his house. And I'm like, all right, okay, let's
here we
do
go.
It.
Here's my story for
let's
the pod.
Let's do this. So I'm like trying to document it. So we get. By the way, there was like a vibe that was happening because we all hop into his like go get up to the valet and hop into this car. And this one guy walks over to me and like taps me on the shoulder. And I'm like, yes, hello. And he's like, so I just wanted to check, like, are you
the Chatty Broads?
No, are you one of the Chatty Broads? He goes, are you dating any of the people that you're hanging out with? And I go, no. And he's like, well, I think you're really cute. Like, you want to stay back and hang out.
He's like, forget about anyone outside of this group of people.
Yeah, no, exactly. I'm like, there's no chance that I could be with anybody else outside of this little like threesome that I'm hanging out with. And as he's saying that, before I can even respond to him, another guy walks up to him and like taps him on the shoulder. And he goes, no, 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 dude. Those are such and such's girls. The guy who we were leaving with. And there was like this weird like hierarchy going on. And I look at the guy and I go, I'm nobody's girls. Okay. I'm like, we're just hanging out and I got to go. And I like hop in then this guy's car.
And the other guy was totally serious that came
100% serious.
It's weird.
And I'll say this, in the defense of the famous man's car, didn't get that, never got that vibe from him the entire time. Like, I think that guy was just like weird random person who's like a fan of his. He's like, man. Don't go there, you know?
That's and I'm his like, girl.
Because like, that is not this guy's energy. He was, this guy that we went with this was absolutely lovely and a very nice.
Jeff Bezos, you may have heard of him.
Jeff Bezos, I don't know if you've heard. We got in his rocket ship and we flew up.
For the podcast.
Yeah, for the podcast. First, he dropped us off on the planet Joe Rogan, and then we landed there. We hovered for a little while. Mm-hmm. Then we went to a giant floating Amazon container in space. Mm-hmm. There are thousands of them up there. So when we get in the car.
Has Jeff Bezos been on Joe Rogan?
No, I don't think so.
You think Jeff Musk?
For some reason, I just assume that they're all friends.
Yes, I do too. No, I do too. Like they are, right?
I don't know. I would imagine that that Joe would be one of the first people that Jeff would shoot into space in a pod to protect him.
But I thought Elon shot Jeff into space.
Was it Elon who shot Jeff into space?
Who knows? Anyway, continue your story.
They're all shooting each other into space. They're Richard Branson, Elon, Jeff Bezos. They're all just having a dick-off competition. Okay, one more pause in the midst of this story of pure embarrassment for me. Broads, let's just cut to the chase. Being on your period is not the most enjoyable experience in the world, but you know what makes it even less enjoyable? Trying to find a period care product that you actually like. Traditional options are, well, kind of sucky, to be honest. You pretty much have to pick what's most important to you and then settle for just on everything else. But if you're looking for a period product that looks out for your body, your lifestyle, and the planet, well, then you've got to try Flex.
Flex is innovating period care with products that are safe, made for comfort, and made to keep you moving. They have two unique products. My favorite's the Flex Cup. It's a zero waste option. The Flex Cup is totally reusable. It comes with a patented pull tab, which makes removal super easy. It's been rated the number one menstrual cup by Cosmo. And for me, using a cup has been life-changing. I've been using one for years. I love it. You put it in at the beginning of the day, and that is it. They are so comfortable. I forget I'm wearing one. It can be left in all day. I'm not joking. Period cups are life-changing. They make me forget that I'm on my period.
My favorite product from Flex is the Flex Disc. It's totally unlike anything I had ever used before, but I'm hooked. It sits all the way inside of you and can be worn for up to 12 hours, and it can be worn for 100% mess-free period sex. So yeah, it's pretty amazing.
So say goodbye to cramps, put period sex on the table, and lend Mother Nature a hand. Go to flexfits.com/chatty and use code chatty for 20% off Flex Disc starter kits, or get 10% off your first Flex Cup plus free US shipping. That's code chatty at flex, F-L-E-X, fits.com/chatty.
Okay, so one of my greatest joys in life, beyond a shadow of a doubt on this earth, is being a pet parent. I love my babies so much. But being a pet parent is a huge responsibility. Since our pets can't talk, we do our best to understand what's going on, but knowing something's up with them or their health and not understanding why is one of the greatest challenges of having a pet. And that's when you enter Fuzzy. Broads, I love Fuzzy so much. It's been a game changer for my pet's health and also for my anxiety as a pet parent. It is a telehealth service for pet parents that offers 24/7 access to personalized pet care from veterinary professionals. And I'm talking everything from everyday questions to middle of the night emergencies. Fuzzy has you covered through their live chat and virtual vet consultations available to you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So if you have that emergency, or if your vet's booked out, or you have any sort of question, Fuzzy is there to help. They can also recommend the exact right products for your pet, all of which are handpicked by their established team of veterinary professionals and available at discounts exclusive to Fuzzy members. Like I said, they can take care of anything from getting your pet's diet just right to those middle of the night emergency needs. Fuzzy has you covered. And right now, Fuzzy is offering our listeners a free 7-day trial membership. Go to yourfuzzy.com/chatty today to sign up. That's a free 7-day trial at yourfuzzy.com/chatty. And for a limited time, Fuzzy is also offering a special discount of $20 off any of your pet product needs, like pet meds, supplements, food, and more with promo code chatty. That's yourfuzzy.com/chatty for your free trial of Fuzzy with access to 24/7 personalized pet care and vet recommended products. But so yeah, and while we're in the car driving, I'm like, okay, I gotta get some photographic evidence of this. Yes. So I can show you for the podcast. And I never, you know me, first of all, I never take a photo in right. general. I don't even take a picture of my yeah. child. Yeah. And I'm like, I'm going to take now's this photo. The time. And I take the picture and my fucking flash is on. And it just shoots in his eyes.
Already you're like, you're not super, like, you're not vibing super hard with everyone. You're already... the weird third friend.
He's definitely like not vibing on me. He's just being polite. And then I'm taking his picture with a flash in his car. I was like, oh my God. And I didn't say anything.
Were you like, smiled?
I didn't. I was not quick on my feet at all. I was not. I just was like, oh, fuck. And I like covered my phone. It just came out. And then like 30 seconds later, I just took the flash off and then I did it again. And it was just blurry and horrendous looking. So there. So that happens. And then we get to his.
No one said anything.
Nobody said anything.
Do you think they knew?
I was just blinding. There's no way. We were on a dark, winding road. Like, it was, there was no way that everyone didn't notice. So then we get to the house, and we're there for about 10 minutes. And at first, my girlfriend, who was flirting with him, was like, okay, we need food. Like, can you make us food? Da, 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 da. So they get this man to like be making us full blown food. I'm like eating chicken wings. Yeah. Like, and I'm like, this is, I'm just the conversation. At this point now, I'm trying. I'm trying. And it just, we were just happening. Nice guy, not happening. We're just not clicking at all.
Oh.
Well, the main one who he was, my friend who he was flirting with, wanders over to one of his couches and is like, I'm going to take a quick nap. I'm exhausted. Falls asleep. Mm-hmm. And then in about 10 minutes, so then my other friend who still has good banter with him, she's then leading the conversation. She then wanders over 10 minutes afterwards and falls asleep on his couch. So I am now left alone with this famous man who I do not have banter with at all.
And so now it's like 2 a.m. and you're like, so...
I'm in this man's house. He clearly invited us over because he thinks maybe my girlfriend and him are going to hook up. She falls asleep immediately. And then maybe his other option falls asleep 10 minutes later. And then he's left with the weirdo who can barely talk to him. And it's so uncomfortable. It's like 3 a.m. at this point. And it is like,
and you're like, my husband. And you just... My daughter has school in like 4 hours.
I didn't even, I literally like, there was so not
there
anything.
Was so little vibe. You didn't even have to drop anything because he was not interested.
Never
in
a million years would he have ever even attempted to flirt with me. Like there was nothing, it was the opposite of that was happening. The opposite of it. So I was just trying
like
to make
almost
up
like he almost didn't like you. He was probably annoyed you were in his house.
I think he was like, it's 3 a.m. and now these two have fallen asleep. Like, I now want to go to bed. So like, are you leaving? So I talk with him for a few minutes and I am asking the most stupid, god-awful questions like about his career. I can't think of anything else. So then I'm like, I have to use the restroom quick. And I run to the bathroom and I call an Uber. But we're so deep in the hills.
You don't have service.
That no, I do. But the Ubers right now in LA, you can't. It's impossible. So it's like the Uber driver is going to be there in 25 minutes. And it was like when you're panicking, 25 minutes feels like a day and a half.
Why didn't you go lay down with them?
That probably would have been a great idea. But I also am kind of like the mother hen when I'm with these two friends. Uh-huh. And I felt like he's a very nice guy, but I also want to be like alert. There was still this part of me that's like, I kind of take care of the situation here.
Yeah, but like pretend. She's like, oh, I'm getting tired too.
And then have a knife right next to me just in case he gets near us.
No, or I even feel like, oh, you know, I'm tired. And then you lay down and you're even just like on your phone.
Yeah.
And then he goes to bed, you know.
In retrospect, that would have been a really good idea, but I just kept trying to talk. And Becca, you know, we were talking about this with Craig the other day. I don't sweat. I was my armpits. Pouring. I'm now nervous that I realize maybe I just don't get nervous as often, and maybe that's why I don't sweat. I was drenched, like soaked through my armpits.
God,
soaked through my armpits. It was the longest 30 minutes I've ever experienced in my life. And I just couldn't figure it out either because it was, again, it was one of those things where I was like, everything about this conversation should work.
Yeah.
Like,
you're like, I'll be anyone you wanted me to be.
Well, also, too, he's a great conversationalist. Yeah. He was really fun to talk to. He's very entertaining. And I'm like, I feel like I'm giving you something like at least that you could get, like, and then he would give me something that I could have had a great response back to, and I wouldn't. I would just like clam up. It was just so weird. It was so awkward. And
maybe
so,
you're actually in love with him.
Definitely not.
So when's he coming on the pod?
Next week. No, but my one of my girlfriends who's a musician invited him to her show this week, and he said he was going to come.
I'm going to come.
On Thursday.
I'm going to come.
Come?
Yeah. God, I have so much going on tomorrow.
It's on the west side.
I have so many things going on tomorrow, but I'll make it happen.
Okay.
For him.
What if you guys hit it off and you're like, Jessica, how are you not able
that
to talk
amazing.
With this guy?
Then we could talk about it on the podcast.
That's true. He would actually be great on the podcast. But
no, I mean, I can follow up and I can rib you and just be like,
this idiot is just can't.
This guy's the best conversation I've ever had in my life.
You know what was weird, though, is that I've met him once before, like maybe 2 years ago, because of kind of a friend of a friend, and no problem talking then.
Yeah.
So I'm like, maybe it was just an off night.
Maybe.
But my God. Just the top.
Sorry for you.
Top tier level of uncomfortable.
I can imagine it perfectly.
I was soaked. I was absolutely soaked.
I can just picture him. I can picture him too. I see it so viscerally. I see him walking through the kitchen like, yeah. Like opening the fridge, getting out a thing of milk.
Yeah, he was
pouring
so
it.
Nice.
Yeah.
He was giving me all the treats and snacks. And he was like, he was so nice.
And but you can just tell he's not jazzed to talk to you.
No, I knew,
oh,
like he hates
I just, I
me.
Feel it.
And he's a nice guy, so
he's
gonna
just
be friendly,
really like,
but
why did I invite these girls over to my house? I could have come home. I could have gotten in my
alone.
Bed. I could have been naked in my bed watching TV right now.
Yes, and I could feel that energy
that feeling yourself where you're like, why did I do this? You were feeling that in that moment.
I felt that for him. I was like, I wanted to just keep saying I'm so, and I kept telling him, I'm like, yeah, my Uber. Oh, yeah, I got delayed. I'm so sorry. Like, and he was like, no, you're good. And
maybe you should have just done this.
I should have told him he could go to bed.
You should have said this.
I should have been like, go ahead.
Look, it should have been like, look, I'm sorry. My two fun life at the party friends are asleep. I'm sure that's not what you were looking forward to. I know you wanted to talk to them. You know, you and I, clearly I'm not the one you wanted to be talking to. It's nothing personal. I want to go home and get in bed with my husband too. You go to bed. My Uber's going to be here in 25 minutes.
That would have been a really perfect thing to say. And alas, instead, while they were laying there, he, trying to keep the energy light, goes, should we pull a prank on them? He's like, should we like he was like trying to be fun.
That's cute.
It was cute. He's like, oh my God. Like,
that's cute and pathetic.
I know. But it was nice. You know, he was like trying to like entertain, like, oh my gosh.
We can bond.
Like, yeah. And I go, sounds good. And then I just stared. Oh, it was the worst. So I will have that photo forever to remind me of my humiliation and the night that I was the opposite of sharp. I hate that. And I know when I go out, when I'm not sharp. And I
Where
know
were
it's
you in your
done.
Cycle?
I started my period a day and a half after.
Exactly. You were not supposed to be there. You were supposed
right.
to be at home organizing your cabinets.
You know what? Oh my God. That makes me feel so much better. Wait. When am I going to be? What, okay. Wait. Oh, this is actually really important.
Okay.
If I am on my period right now.
Uh-huh.
And my last day is probably tomorrow.
Uh-huh. You'll probably be ovulating in about 2 weeks.
Perfect. Something is happening in 2 weeks and woof. Okay, thank God.
Yeah, don't feel bad.
Okay, that makes me actually feel a lot better. It makes
yeah,
me feel a lot better.
You were just in your luteal phase. You were supposed to be mellowing out under the moon, you know?
Yeah.
Preparing your space in your nest. That's the time where you're not, you don't, that's the least social.
That makes me feel a lot better because I really did not want to go out that night, but I really felt like I needed to because my girlfriend just had this huge job thing happen. And so we were going out to celebrate her and I didn't want to miss that.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of forced myself out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Then I don't feel as bad.
No, you just had no idea what to fucking say because you weren't supposed to be talking to anyone.
But you know what, Broads, just so you know, I really tried.
I tried.
I was like, I'm going to get some.
You still got a story, though. I did get a story. It's just sad.
It's just a pathetic story. But I tried to get that good content for y'all.
See, who knows what your conversation will be like with him tomorrow.
True, but I'm still technically, it's my last day of my period.
Yeah.
Maybe I should.
You're coming out of it.
Maybe I shouldn't go tomorrow. Maybe. I'll just be like,
cancel the plans.
I'll see him again. I'll just be like, hi again. If I see him, I feel like I'm going to have to run.
No, I'll go.
The last time I was out with him, we started to like dance.
Together?
Like in a joking way, because he had been.
This just all sounds terrible.
We were out and my girlfriend was like, show us some of the moves you learned. And he like showed us a couple of the moves and like did it with us. And he was so nice and we were all laughing and it was great. And
now look at you, you loser.
2 years really has changed me.
What time is it tomorrow?
I have to look it up. I'm such a loser. Also, on top of all of it, and I don't know why this makes me feel more in my head, but I was wearing these shoes that make me. I got these new shoes and I think they're absolutely fabulous, but they truly make me 6'2".
Mm-hmm.
They make me gigantic.
That's cool.
I was cool, but there was
something. I was cool.
But there was something about me being so tall and so socially awkward.
Like the shoes and the outfit were so gregarious and you were just not. That
was what I was literally wearing the biggest platform shoes you've ever seen and a t-shirt.
Yeah.
I was wearing this like fake Chanel t-shirt. Yeah. And it was super short. Like you could almost see my vagina with like this oversized suit coat that hit right where it was with it covered in like safety pins. Yeah. I looked awesome.
Yeah.
But also kind of intense.
Yeah.
And then he was so tall. He was way smaller than me. And I was like super uncomfortable socially.
I'm sorry. You just being like, you want to pull a prank on them and you going, you're all tall and you're blazing. You're just like, sounds good.
It was so embarrassing.
Wait, with the prank thing, what happened after you said sounds good?
Dude, nothing.
And then what did you need follow up?
Because I so awkwardly said sounds good, and then he was like looking at me because he was like, I think he was waiting for us to like
conspire.
Yeah, to like have like a brainstorming moment, and I was like, I was just like, sounds good. And just kind of awkwardly looked around. And then he started like playing with his dog.
Oh, oh,
and
no.
Then I went, and what else is in the period of about 30 minutes. Oh my God, this is all now make, like this is
why
all.
Why don't you talk to him and why don't you be like, I just have to tell you the other night was the most awkward night of my life. And I was being so fucking weird and I should have just told you to go to bed because I know you couldn't wait to get us out of your home. And I'm so probably, sorry.
That's probably a great idea because I would like to continue to a friendship with this not one-on-one friendship, but like, you know.
I'd love to chat on the phone with him every now and then, connect, catch up.
Just sweating thinking about it right now. In that 30 minutes when I went to the bathroom, got the Uber, and then went back out and like was told them like, oh sorry, the Uber's, I just ordered an Uber, it's taking a little while, like, you know, whatever. In that 30 minute period, I'm not exaggerating, I went back to the bathroom twice.
Oh yeah. I've been, oh,
and it's just me and him alone. So I went in a 30-minute period to the bathroom altogether three times.
Was there ever a moment when you guys were both standing at the counter, like, checking your phones in silence at the same time?
I kept looking at my phone, but he never did.
That's sweet of him.
Yeah, he was like, he's a good guy.
I think you should just be so honest and be like, oh, hey, when you see him, like, I'm not even trying to like be funny and be self-deprecating. Can we just mutually acknowledge how fucking terrible that was and how you just wanted to go to sleep and we were trying to make conversation?
I had a great time with you.
I know. That's what I was going
to
say. Like,
I could see him saying that to just be nice.
Yeah, but he'd be like, no.
We're like, no, you didn't. You hated every second. What if he's like, I'm actually in love with you and I brought you over.
Yeah, what if he like puts your hand on your arm and he's like, hey. Don't ever talk about yourself like that.
What if he like grabs my face and he goes, "You're the one.
You're the one. You're the only one.
You're my Jason Sudeikis.
You're the only one I wanted there. I love Chatty Broads." He whispers that in your ear. That's not how I. He goes, "That's not how I remember the night."
I love Chatty Broads, and then it bites my ear. I was like, "Oh, gosh.
A little too hard."
So yeah, I went back into the bathroom 3 times in 30 minutes. So either this man thought I had raging diarrhea or I was doing cocaine in his bathroom. Yeah.
Or he thought that you were trying to escape the situation.
I think
just
he
like
probably
he
knew
was.
That that's what it was. I think every time I went to the bathroom, he was like, oh, thank God.
He's, I can breathe.
Oh my God.
Deep breath. They're going to be gone. They're all going to be gone soon. I could go to bed. Oh my.
But it just made it so much worse too because both of my friends probably... were in the middle of their months, like, because...
Yeah, they were both ovulating?
They were on one. Like, they were killing it. You know, like, one of them walks in, and she's just like, this old thing. And it's like, he's got this huge house, and she's just like, criticizing everyone, everything. Like, where'd you get this from? Da-da-da. Like, where's the price? Like, she was being so funny and charming, and he was living for it, because she was kind of bossing him around. And I'm just like... tall and weird.
You're like picking at the fruit basket. You're like, pink ladies, I love those. He opens the fridge. You're like, Tropicana, that is also the orange juice that we buy. Low pulp.
Oh, so you're a big orange juice guy.
He picks up his phone. You're like, so AT&T or Verizon?
Becca, it was so bad. That would have been a great question. Like, that would have been a great conversation starter. I think I was even eating weird. Like, the way I was taking bites was weird.
I can just picture you standing there in his kitchen eating his food, and he's just like, leave. In his head, he's just like, go, go,
I'm
go,
eating
go,
his
go.
Chicken wings and his treats, and he's just wishing I was gone.
Wishing you were dead. Oh no. No, please, if you get the opportunity.
Okay,
if the time arises. Because you know, sometimes the moment isn't there to say something.
I will do it for the podcast.
Yes,
even
you will.
Even if I see him in the moment, even if it's a really uncomfortable moment.
If I'm there, I'm gonna pull him aside and be like, hey, my friend over here. My friend over here has got a
She's
word
got something
for you.
To say to you, my guy. Just be like, and I'll definitely, without thinking, wear those same shoes and be so tall.
Yes, there you go.
No, you know what would actually be the best move of all is if I, for the first time in my entire life, out wear flats and like a suit.
That would be amazing. So
I'm really short and like a 3-piece suit. And he's not afraid.
And how about you like do your, like slick back your hair, do everything differently. And he just doesn't even really know who you are.
Instead of a purse, I'll just bring a briefcase.
No makeup.
Just glasses.
I need to talk, just be like, hello, I need to tell you something about
he's
the other
like,
night.
Oh my God, are you
the
my
other
lawyer?
Night.
Like, who the hell are
who
you?
Who are you?
I'm like, well, if you do recall when you invited those ladies back.
Yeah, just do a whole bit. There you go. There you go. Put on a bit.
All I was thinking is I was like, man, I really just should have randomly followed that one guy. The one guy who was trying to hit on me there.
Yeah.
And just stayed where we were.
Yeah, just attach yourself to him.
I, by the way, yelled at both of my friends the next day.
What did they end up doing, spending the night?
No, I woke them up and took them in my Uber with me.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not leaving them there.
Oh, okay. That's why I got confused when you said you wanted to check in on them. Like, but you were about to leave in 30 minutes.
No, I'm saying like when I was just laying there, like that's why I didn't even think about laying down because I'm in that zone a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm always the protector.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, no, I took them in my Uber with me and they fell asleep in the Uber. Yeah. So I couldn't even yell at them in the Uber. And then the next day I sent them a very loud voice memo. And I was like, just so you all know, I went to his house. You guys told me we were going to go. You fell asleep in 30 minutes or in minutes, literally. And then I awkwardly had to talk to him for the next 30 to an hour. And then on top of all of that, I was awkward. Like I was nervously eating his food. But I still was not satiated. Yeah. So I definitely ordered Jack in the Box to my house at 4 a.m. Right. And when I got there with my Uber, I took a bite into it and there was no meat in the middle.
What?
So it was just two wet patties. And I ate it anyways because I was so upset.
That reminds me of something I thought about recently. I was thinking about how some Christians believe that everything happens for a reason.
I remember when I thought that too, and it really fucked with my life.
You know what? You know what? You know what made me think about this the other day? I'm really obsessed with those. This is all on the topic of food. I'm really obsessed with those. What are those balls of mozzarella called that are in the water?
Oh yeah, mozzarella.
Mozzarella. You know mozzarella.
I think you just don't even say the A. Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
Uh-huh.
Like that. Mozzarella.
Mozzarella.
No, they're called burrata.
Oh, yeah. So good.
Mm. Mm. Burrata.
Burrata.
So I'm obsessed with that. So the other day, though, I'm like going to leave the house. And of course, I stick my fingers in the water, you know, and pull one out as I'm leaving the house.
Just to munch on it.
I gotta get my fix. So I take a big bite of it. It's like rotten. Like, you know, when cheese is like bad.
Yeah.
It didn't have mold or anything on it, but it was just bad and had that like moldy cheese smell, like stinky feet, you know?
Yeah.
And I just took a big bite of it and I was like, ugh. And I just kind of had to swallow it. And like my hands smelled like it. And I just thought in my head, why do bad things happen to good people? I know nothing. Things do not happen for a reason. Because there is no reason for me to go through that. And I just thought the same thing.
That's truly traumatizing.
There was no reason for you to go through that. The things do not happen for a reason. Because what was the reason behind you getting a meatless?
I paid full price for that motherfucker, and I bit into a meatless burger.
Who the fuck is on the night shift at Jack in the Box?
Who orders that? You know what I mean? And not only was it a burger, I got the cluck, which is like the chicken sandwich.
Yeah, that's the only thing you should get at Jack in the Box is the chicken sandwich.
Right? So, but it was like, it's the crispy bread with pickles and the sauce. That was all in there. No chicken.
Was there bacon or any other kind of meat? No, we're talking sauce and pickles.
It was pickles and sauce and lots of the sauce. So when I ate it, it exploded.
And there was just no meat to combat it.
I felt so violated when I took a bite of it.
What the hell?
And like that liquid burst into my mouth after I was so awkward for the past few hours.
Insult to injury.
It really was.
I hope you got a refund on that $13 burger because I know that's how much it cost with the ordering it.
You bet I did get a refund. I was like, excuse me, I just triple checked my order and I did not say, please don't include the main part.
I didn't pay $12.57 for this.
But I ate it anyway. That's where I was mentally. That I needed to eat that entire wet non-sandwich.
It's not even that fresh because they delivered it to your house.
Oh, yeah. And it was like 30 minutes late. It was room temp. It's squishy.
Soaked into the bread. I'll eat my moldy mozzarella every damn day.
No,
I would.
Not a moldy cheese ball.
But it wasn't moldy, you know? And this is the thing about cheese. People willingly eat moldy cheese.
Yeah, and I do like a moldy cheese, but that wasn't supposed to be moldy.
It wasn't supposed to happen to me.
No, it really wasn't supposed You're to right, happen to
that
you.
That wasn't supposed to happen to me. But it just got me thinking, you know,
God is mean.
Everything has not happened for a reason.
No, it really doesn't.
You and Jeff Bezos were not supposed to be standing there that Jeff Bezos and for 30 minutes.
We were not supposed to catapult into space together and have a really awkward conversation. How weird would it be if you were literally in that situation? You're like, I just hopped into a billionaire's jet because we had a wild hair. And he was like, you want to go with me? And I go, sure. Sure, Jeff, shoot me up there in your rocket together. And you go up and you're like giggling and screaming because it's so excited for 30 minutes. And then you're just standing there awkwardly. And it's like, so.
I'd suck his dick.
Do you know?
I'd suck on his rocket.
Do you know? Do you know that my knee-jerk reaction was when I could not talk. You're I was like, I have to flirt.
Yeah. You're like, I must gag on his talk now.
So stupid. But it was literally like, it was like a protective instinct where I was like, I can't speak to him. I must flirt with him.
Yeah.
And it was pathetic. It was a pathetic flirting attempt. I like kind of leaned on him for a second. I know he was so embarrassed for me. I could tell. And drown my sorrows in Gatorade.
So you have to do tomorrow's. You just have to really play it. Be like, hey, hot stuff.
Just have my tits way out and have my hair just like.
The other night, wasn't that wild? You're like chewing on gum talking in some, like you're in some. Like you're an Annie or something. Miss Hannigan's friend.
I'll just wear my rollerblades just because. just go up to him.
What's up, hey, champ? What's up, champ? On the heel.
Hey, super pal.
Super pal.
So we're going to have a little repeat of last night. Don't know if I can take it again. Woo.
Woo. What do you think you would say?
What do you think I'll say?
No, what do you think he would say?
If I acted that way, mm-hmm. He'd probably be like, this makes sense for what I experienced the other night. This all lines
He's
up.
He's just like, big smile and nod.
He's like, fuck, her friend told me that she wasn't going to be here.
Good to see you, ma'am.
What I'm mostly concerned about, honestly, because I am very protective of my reputation. I feel like in general, in that specific community that he is part of, uh-huh. I've done a good job of being uh-huh. fun and a good time uh-huh. and somebody that it's like, oh, if I show up there, that the people are like, oh, she's cool. Like, you can bring her.
Not anymore, bitch.
And he kind of like, is like an like a you know, more of an elder in that community. Oh. And so everyone like listens to him. So now I'm really concerned about my reputation with Here's the people the thing, who I though. Already have, you know.
Here's the thing though. He doesn't actually have anything bad to say. Now if you were wasted.
That's true.
If
I was
you
definitely
were
not.
Wasted arguing and bitching at him.
That's true.
That's one thing. You'd be true. Like, I don't like that bitch. He just feels sorry for you.
But I'm going to be real with you. I would have rather have made a scene and be a massive bitch than him feel sorry for me.
I know, but it won't ruin your reputation. Okay, he'll just be like, oh, she's so cool. And he'll be like,
all I'm saying.
And he won't even say anything. He'll go.
Is that in my plans for next week, I really need to shine. Like, I got to really pull out all the stops when I go out again in that same community. And I got to really.
We're going again?
Uh-huh. I got to really shine that night for my rep. So prepare yourself.
You're going to be ovulating.
I'm going to be ovulating.
Now I'm going to be you in that situation.
Oh, really? Oh, no.
Maybe. Don't outshine me. I don't do well. Don't outshine me, bitch. I don't like it. I don't take kindly to that.
She's like,
I do not take kindly to that. I just start sabotaging you. I'm tripping you, pushing you.
My massive shoes.
I'm just talking. talking shit. You like go to the bathroom and be like, Jess.
No, you'll tell everybody, cuckoo. Like, did you hear how she acted at such and such's yeah. house the other day? Embarrassing.
I could never. Not me.
No, so. I'm a good hang. Obviously, I'm just so
Where am
charming.
I going to be at in my cycle? Let's see. Oh, fuck. I think I'll be in my fucking millennial phase.
No, we're opposites. That is not
I
good.
I might as well just, what's even the point, you know? What's the point?
Oh my God, it is
I think
not
I'm
good.
Supposedly supposed to be ovulating right now, but I feel like, shit! I think I'm supposed to start my period the day after!
Oh no.
I'll be fine.
We have an event we're going to, Broads. That's what we're
That's okay.
Discussing.
I have an outfit plan that'll give me confidence. I'm okay. just going to wear all skinny black.
Oh, love that.
Little tight turtleneck, sexy, show off my nipples, wear little tight little pants, little tight black pants, wear little black platforms. That way, because I'll be in my luteal phase, I could play off sexy, mysterious.
I like that.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I'll give you a couple cigarettes.
And put my hair in braids, do a little smoky eye, and just kind of be a little aloof.
Yeah, you should definitely play, like art, like, you know, highfalutin arty girl.
They're like, what does she do? They're like, mom blogger. Okay. All right. Okay.
Okay, sounds good. Like, we talk about motherhood, and we used to talk about The Bachelor. Don't we fit in here?
Yeah, but that's okay.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
I'll find my corner of the world. Anyway. I had many things I still wanted to talk about, but...
I know. We just have loads. Broads.
I know.
I mean, when we were separated over the past couple weeks, we were just... We have... I'm like, in my notes, I'm like, there
I know,
are so many
I
things.
I had things I was going to talk about today specifically, but...
I wanted to talk to you, and I teased it like 2 episodes ago about, you know, how much is too much compromise in a relationship. Oh! We should talk about that in the next episode.
Okay, yeah.
Also, my old man massage, and he fell asleep during it.
And I want to tell you about... Emily Ratajkowski's new book that yes. I wrote. Well, you can read it before we do the next one.
Yes.
I also wanted to tell you about a thing, a sugar baby situation thing that I wanted to tell you about.
That you were in?
Well, you'll see what I mean when we talk about it.
Oh my gosh. This is now I'm just on the edge of my seat.
Yeah.
I wanted to talk to you about how to say no to people who suck, who really like you.
I also wanted to ask you about, now if we're just laying it out there, I want to talk about open casket funerals with you.
Okay, that is, I have things to say about
that.
I
want to talk about our experiences with commercial modeling.
Oh, okay.
I have some questions about your demons.
I do need to talk about the ghost situation
okay.
in my
house.
We're
going to have to update about that. Write that down.
I want to talk about Ember's nude snowman, snow person.
This is a good one. This is a good one.
Should I just share that right now quickly before we
wrap?
Yeah,
you might as well, because I also have Ruth dropped her first swear words, too. So I'll share that as well.
Oh, okay. Perfect. Yeah. Wrap up with the kids. Okay, so Broads, the other week, Ember was at a camp having fun with friends, et cetera, et cetera. And I go to pick her up, and... The counselor uh-huh. was like, Ember, she was great today. She was awesome. The only thing is that we did catch her drawing something that was not camp appropriate. So we did have to talk to her, and she did cry. She was upset about that. And I was like, I'm like, what did my kid draw?
Are you thinking like a penis? What was your first thought?
No, I was like, I literally, I couldn't, you know what? My first actual thought was something like religious that was like, hey, we don't discuss that type of stuff here, you know, like whatever.
She's like, if you don't love God, you
something,
die.
Something like she had been hanging out with my mom and I'm like, okay, maybe she like drew something about Jesus or something. Sure. Like, I don't know.
Yeah.
That was the only thing that crossed my mind was religion. And so then I go, what did she draw? And they say she drew a snowman with private parts. This is the truth. So I had been the few weeks before at my mom's house drawing Christmas cards.
Yeah.
And My sister was, she lives with my mom half of the time, and my sister was not there.
Yeah.
My sister, God bless her sweet soul, is embarrassed by literally everything. Yeah. Like anything, even talking about making out. She's like, oh my God, stop. But she loves it when I like hound her about stuff.
Yeah.
So I drew, it was so stupid. I drew a snowman, like a Christmas card for that I left on her bed, and it was a snowman, and I drew like tits and a vulva on it. And then I wrote like happy holidays. And I'm like, I know she's going to think it's dumb and she's going to think it's funny. Ember was next to me when I drew it. And so I put that card on my sister's bed and she liked it, whatever. My child drew that exact same snowman to a T at this camp.
I didn't even see. I only saw the boobs.
I think she missed. She skipped the vulva part. Oh, okay. But she literally added. She added the same buttons as me. She added little musical notes coming out of its mouth.
And
like
honestly,
I did.
She killed it.
She did a great job. They were a nice pair of breasts on there. It was a beautiful snowman.
So cute.
And so then when I pick her up and they're just like, she drew a snowman with breasts on it. And I'm like, what? And I, when the woman said that to me, I almost started crying laughing because I was like, that was my fault. And then I, of course, because I'm myself and I can't not explain myself always, I start telling the counselor. I was like, oh my God, that was my bad. I was drawing something like that for my sister to make her laugh the other day. I'm saying this to this person. Why am I saying this? Try to just like make them know that like my child just, I don't know.
Yeah.
And the girl's looking at me like, okay.
She's like, don't need
to
know.
She's like, I don't know why you're explaining all this.
Don't need to know.
Also, she's probably thinking, why is this?
She's like, sometimes for my husband, I dress up like snowman.
Snowman,
you know?
And I have my tits out. No, she's just, it's also just like, why is this 33-year-old woman drawing a snowman with like,
boobs.
They're in private parts exposed, like for her little sister? That's the weirdest thing ever.
This is, you're not making anything any better, and we're concerned for Ember.
Exactly. And so then Ember comes running out. And of course, because Ember's Ember, she's holding it still, running. And in front of all the kids, she's like, I got in trouble for drawing a snowman with boobs. And she's like running, saying this. And I was like, Ember, don't make it worse. And so then, of course, I was explaining to her. She then was like, Mom, I'm so sorry. And I go, Ember, I'm like, sweetheart, you do not have to apologize. And I got her I'm like, we'll talk about it in the car. And I put her in the car. And the second I buckled her in, I started dying laughing, and we were both laughing so hard. And I said, Ember, I'm like, I'm sorry. You saw me draw it. I should have explained to you. I'm like, you can draw this at home if you want to. I'm like, but at school and around friends, like, you know, let's not draw genitalia on the things, like, you know, whatever. And she thought it was now the funniest thing in the world. I was laughing so hard. Yeah, we always do. Now it's going to always just be like, did you draw a snowman at school today? And she'll just die. It was so cute.
Oh my God.
So cute. Ruth dropped the first swear word.
It wasn't with us. It was with Lily, and it was a sentence. Gray's been giving her, Gray got a whole bunch of chocolate coins, and Gray was like, Gray was like, yeah, just got them. No, he got them. It doesn't even make it better where he got them from. He had like some sort of one of those games that him and his friends do where they play with little figurines like all day, and they have battles and stuff. I don't even remember which one. So they were doing something like that, and he had these gold coins from it, and he was like, if I give these to Ruth, how long do you think it'll take before she realizes there's chocolate on the inside? Like, how long do you think it'll take?
Interesting experiment.
So we were like kind of taking bets on that. What's crazy, she was so psyched about the gold coins to the point where we were like, you know, using them as bribe. Now you will get a coin. She didn't know that they were chocolate. She was so hyped about the coins.
She loved the gold coins.
She was like, my money. Yeah. Like, she was really into it.
My money.
Into mine. And then Lily she had gold coins in her purse. And Lily said that she like suddenly looked in the back of the car, and Ruth was like, with like chocolate covering her mouth. She had figured out in the back, she had figured out in the back of the car.
Oh my gosh.
That the coins
so
were chocolate.
Cute.
And her eyes were like, but then she looked down. What was her exact words? She looked down and she said, oh shit, there's chocolate on my purse. She said she went like this.
Bitch, I've been there before, girl. I feel you, Ruth.
She said she went like this. Oh, shit, there's chocolate on my purse. And then she said she went like this. Damn. So she used them perfectly. And Lily said she just didn't make a big deal about it. But she's like, she probably saw Army say that.
Shit, there's Chuck and Rippers.
Damn.
That is so cute.
What was Ember's first swear word? Was she just like, fuck, and looked at you or something?
She just looked at me and she goes, motherfucker.
Did she really?
No. I think it was shit, probably.
Yeah. Shit. Yeah, because that's just like
she's been throwing one out there recently that is gonna get me in big trouble at mine and Evan's parents' house.
What's she saying?
She's been dropping the big JC, baby.
Oh
yeah, I don't know. I don't feel like Evan or I really say Jesus Christ a lot. No. But like the only time that I can think is like if a car cuts in front of me, it scares Jesus me. Christ, like when I get scared, I'll say it, I think. But she's been saying it all the time. Like when she'll get frustrated, she'll just walk by, she like drops something. She'll be like, Jesus Christ. Like an old woman.
Oh fuck.
And that one for the family, I don't really use it. I'm like,
I don't say JC. And you know what? Greg accidentally does it sometimes when my parents grow up. I'll be like, Jesus, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's my thing. I'm like, I could care less.
Yeah.
Everybody say it as much as you want. It's literally a name.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But how we were raised, that was the pinnacle of swear words.
I know. I remember one of my boyfriends used to say it when it used to really bother me. Like, yeah, it's I would be like, oh,
it's
stop.
Jarring because of our childhood, right? Where you're like, you can't say that. Yeah. So like hearing her say that, I'm like, oh my God, first of all, I don't know where she
did. I have to beep that out on TV if someone says that?
I don't know, actually.
Isn't that a weird thing though? Like,
I know, you're like, it's a
ABC not allow name. That?
Yeah. That is actually strange to think about. Huh.
Anyway.
But I'm like, it still kind of rattles me a little bit sometimes. Yeah. Just because it's just, you know,
especially coming from a child. Right.
And so
taking
I'm like,
the Lord's name in
like
vain.
Maybe I've said it when I get scared, or she heard it like when I was watching something on TV or whatever, but that's the thing she's locked in on, and I'm just like,
yeah, that's not a good one.
I'm like, that's one that I'm like, if you say that in front of your grandparents, Ember, they rarely watch you. They'll never watch you again. So just be cautious.
You can't say Jesus Christ as an exclamation.
Wow.
But you can talk about, obviously, Jesus Christ as a figure.
Interesting.
Yeah.
That's wild that that's still a thing on television.
Anyway.
So yeah, our children are...
heathens.
Pray for them.
But lift them up in your prayers, please.
My kid is saying JC. I always feel weird saying it. I'm like, I feel like my mom's gonna hear it and get upset. Remember at me.
Who's in the house? JC.
I don't know if I knew that one.
I feel like that's really old school. I don't even know if that's a real song or if my family just made it up.
I remember saying that and drawing breasts on snowmen and getting in trouble at school. So go ahead and judge my parenting.
You're doing, to me, you're doing better than good.
Thank you.
With behavior like that, that means she is body positive.
That's true.
Comfortable.
She's all about that.
It's all about. Guys, we have so much more like this to talk about. I hope you're enjoying the chatter.
I know, I've been.
Me too.
I've been enjoying it.
Nothing I'd love to hear more than the sound of my own voice and yours.
Also, let us know what you want to keep hearing about. Like,
tell us what to do.
Yes.
Kay?
Give us I posted on my Instagram, like I told you, what to do in 2022. And I have a lot of great ideas for us can do.
I like the Michelin star restaurant idea.
Love the Michelin star. Like I said, I have my past life regression that I'm doing this next week. And I have to talk to you about the psychic. I spoke with them.
We're going to talk about it on this episode. We did it.
I'll talk with you about the psychic. Maybe we can talk about both.
We have to talk about your confrontation with Jeff Bezos.
My confrontation with Jeff Bezos. Also, Broads, tune in on Thursday because Jessica Lagnado, favorite astrologer, is back.
With our yearly predictions.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm psyched.
I'm so looking forward to it. I love talking with Jessica.
Me too.
She's the best.
All right.
We love you, Broads, and we'll chat soon.
Chat soon.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18+ in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.